all I need to know about you.
That's 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 all I need to know about you. Star 99.9 and CNN Raven. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. If you believed that daylight savings means that you get an extra hour of sleep every night.
That was the thing that they start talking about this year, right? You noticed that. That was the first year that I saw that, that everybody was like, enjoy the extra hour of sleep. I'm like, it's not really how it works.
No, it's, yes, you get 1 hour of sleep, but there was this wave of people that were under the impression that you get it every night until we spring forward.
Yeah, I don't
in
know.
In the spring.
I blame the media on this one.
And then I was having a conversation with my girlfriend because her mom was one of these people. Mm-hmm. And she was saying that she was like, this is the well-rested time of year because everyone gets an extra hour every night. And she looked at her mom and was like, what are you talking about?
Wait, mom, there's not a time machine. Right. I mean, we still count. It's still, you know, 7 comes after 6. Right. It still happens the same way.
But you know how everyone always says, like, we should get rid of this daylight savings. It's so outdated, right? I was like, wait a minute. If we could figure out a world where we get an extra hour of sleep every night,
then they can do it.
You know what? Like, go for it. I'm into that.
But then you would have a time of year where you had to give up an hour. Magically. You know, magic works both ways, my friends.
I don't know. But right. It's over now. We only had one. It's done.
I've got one for you here. Now that it's freezing out, now that it's officially below freezing out there, waking up in the morning, if you're riding your Can-Am Spider or your motorcycle to work, that's all I need to know about you. Listen, I get it. You love to ride, okay? You live to ride, you whatever it may be, blah, blah, blah. If it was your only mode of transportation, that'd be one thing. Listen, it gets cold in Vegas. It gets cold in California. I've seen people ride in those conditions. You're driving a Can-Am Spider. That's not a real motorcycle, number one. Number two, you clearly own a car because that's like an $18,000 bike, all right? You clearly own a car. Just drive your car.
Why are you so mad?
You see the lights coming on the road, and you're like, what is happening here?
Do you want a Can-Am Spider? What is it called?
Can-Am Spider. Can-Am Spider. That's it, right. Anyway, I'm just saying is like, listen, all right, you own leathers. Mm-hmm. That's fine. Drive your car tomorrow. That's all I'm saying.
They have ice frozen
it's
for their eyelashes and beard.
On the Wilbur Cross and the Merritt, man, there's deer all over the place. Like, we don't need an extra obstacle here, all right? Mm-hmm. Keep yourself safe. Keep the rest of us safe.
That's all I need to know about you. Christian?
If you almost come to blows over a toy that hasn't worked since 1979 in a flea market, that's all I need to know about you.
Where'd you see that go down?
The New Milford flea market. The White Elephant or something like that. Really big one.
My favorite one ever. I love that place.
It is amazing. I went for the first time yesterday.
It was super unbelievable fun.
What was the item?
It was like this old jack-in-the-box looking thing that just does not... The guy even said, like, hey, it doesn't work. And it's like, no.
That doesn't matter.
No. I need it at this price or I am not going to take it. He's like, all right, fine. You know what? Just take it.
That's how it works there.
That's how you negotiate.
You know how I collect antique radios? Mm-hmm. I have gotten into like arguments with people. Nobody wants the radio I want until the second I pick it up.
Right.
The second I put my hands on
it. And then somebody else is there.
And then there's four people.
There's
plants. Everybody wants this.
So what you're saying is you believe there's plants.
There might be. I'm not sure.
I understand what you're saying.
1-800-330-9999. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. If you missed it last week, right on Friday about this time, we talked about No Spend November. It's trending right now because you're not supposed to spend any extra money in November, so you have a ton of extra money to spend on the holidays next month.
I like it so much better when we're guys and we just stop shaving. Seems easier.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. So Raven and I put ourselves to the test. We said we were going to do No Spend November over the weekend. We were going to be really conscious about what we bought. Only real necessities and see if we were able to save any money.
Right.
All right, do you have your receipts?
I do.
Okay, let's see. So either it was a solid purchase or a bad purchase.
So you're saying good.
Yeah.
Good or bad? Solid. Why solid?
All right, good or bad.
Let's go with good or bad.
Good or bad.
All right, good or evil?
Yeah.
Right.
Here we go.
Evil purchase.
Okay, what do you got? Give me some of your purchases.
I went to Outback on Friday night and spent $155.06 on dinner.
How do you even do that at Outback? Did you get wine?
Yes. We had a bottle of wine.
Who gets wine at Outback?
Me.
What is wrong with you?
Well, you want to know what the problem is?
I mean, that's the first purchase you start with? Clearly, that's a bad purchase.
No, we had to eat. You know what the biggest problem I have right now? God. Well, one of my biggest problems.
Besides spending $150 on Outback?
Hayden, my 10-year-old, now orders from the adult menu. And she doesn't order, like, the kid steak. She orders the filet mignon. Right. And what am I going to tell her?
What
she
would
can't
you
eat?
Expect, given your spending habits that you have taught her whole life? You're ordering wine at Outback.
Who doesn't order wine at Outback? What do you get? The Fosters?
Are you crazy? Like, I don't even, maybe a bottled beer.
I mean,
that's not even good wine, man. It's barely passable wine.
Wow. We did not order an appetizer, though.
Well, congratulations on your restraint.
My husband's like, the Bloomin' Onion? I go, not tonight,
that's
honey.
That's Friday.
Not tonight.
You wielded him back. Okay, go ahead. What else you got?
Costco on Saturday, $147.39. Now, I told my husband going in, we were only going to get stuff. We have Dakota, baby Dakota, her first birthday is next weekend.
Right.
So I said we were only going to buy stuff for the birthday party.
Okay.
And we did, except they had ski pants and ski coats.
Oh,
my
gosh.
And I had to buy Hayden new ski pants and ski coats because that deal was too hard to pass up.
You
do go up north, so I'll say, if she needed them, she's definitely taller this year.
No question, she's taller this year.
Okay, so that's something you can't really get out of.
Right. Side note, I hosted a charity event on Saturday night, and then we were still hungry, and I made my friend buy the pizzas, so I saved money there.
I like it. That's saving.
Savings.
Isn't it?
Right. You know, how many times can you get away with that?
You know when your friends argue, like, I'll pay. No, I'll pay.
Right.
So she's like, no, I got it tonight. And I was like, cool.
There was no argument.
Immediately wrapped it up right there. Okay, next purchase.
My girlfriend had a baby, so I went to Gap to get a gift for the baby.
Uh-huh.
And I spent $124.03. But I got the gift for the baby, and I got 3 sweatshirts for my baby and a sweater for Hayden. And I had
Hiding behind the children
40%
right
off, yeah. But 20% off. And then I had Gap cash,
but
too.
But I know what you're doing. You're hiding behind the babies. Now you go, I got to keep my babies warm because no guy can say publicly that's a bad purchase.
Well, that's what I think. I think that most of the money I spend in my life is really because of the children.
Yes,
and they're the problem.
It's still your own indulgence. Go ahead. What else you got? Is that it?
No, there's more, but I think we should probably end there.
Oh, boy.
They become more embarrassing?
No, I spent a lot of money on food, I realize.
Like
Five Guys, Sierra Grill.
So you weren't able
Jordan's
to pull it back? Are you ashamed to say it out loud?
Well, it's a lot of money on food.
Do you want mine?
Let's get to that. It's coming up next on Star 99.9. We just had a caller that said that I shouldn't give the ski pants to my daughter until Christmas Day.
Right.
Sorry
that you're freezing until December 26th. You're going to be really warm. I mean, winter's half over at Christmas.
Didn't they say it's with the snow on Friday? Like, we might see our first snowfall this Friday.
Yeah, Thursday into Friday. Yeah,
Kaden, you want to play outside?
I don't think it's going to be anything serious. Right. No. Go ahead, kid, but you're in your sweatpants until the day after Christmas.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. It's no spend November. So what the challenge is do not spend an extra penny on anything you don't need. So obviously you got to pay your mortgage and stuff. But if you don't spend one extra cent, you're going to have all this extra money to spend in December when you buy the holiday gifts.
Yeah, and so here's the thing. You never get to keep your money, just so we're clear on that. Right. But Anna started off her weekend by going out and getting a bottle of wine, at least one, at Outback on Friday night. And everybody had steak.
Right.
Everybody that had teeth. Everybody that has molars.
Right.
Actually had a steak, including Hayden, who had a filet.
Well, here's the thing, is that my 10-year-old is at that age now where she started ordering off the adult menu.
So she goes for the biggest thing there is to show you what a big girl she is.
My
22-year-old kid does the same thing.
She doesn't eat a lot of foods. Like, she's very picky, but she loves steak now. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
Outback is a negotiation because she really wants to go to Capitol Grill.
Right. I see. All right. So you are being cost effective in that way, but when you drown it in 2 bottles of House Cabernet.
It was 1 bottle of House Cabernet.
All right. I mean, it just gets a little bit confusing. So right now, we're at the same thing with my my kid. He's when he brings his girlfriend, I'm like, you know, grab your girlfriend. We'll go out. I'll pick up dinner, all that stuff. He orders not only the biggest thing for him, but for her, too.
Does he order 4
And
her?
You're going to get sodas, too? What, $3 a soda?
What do you think I'm made of?
You better get some water. Put a lemon in that.
Oh, my gosh.
So Anna had some frivolous spending this weekend.
It wasn't frivolous, but it did make me realize I spend a lot of money on food on the weekends because I don't cook on the weekends.
Yeah.
And I always say, oh, I don't cook on the weekends. I only cook during the week. But looking at it, it's hundreds of dollars.
We didn't even get to your Sunday yet. And Saturday, you feel like you did really well despite buying $140 worth of stuff at the Gap.
Costco.
Because you let your friend buy it. No, that was Costco and then the Gap. Right. You went to both.
And Party
City. And then you let your friend pick up the pizza tab. So you figure you were doing good. You want my expenses for the weekend?
Yeah, let's see. So either was it a good purchase or a bad purchase?
Right.
Let's see how you did.
Okay, so on Friday, I went to the, or no, Saturday morning, very early morning, I went to the city dump and got rid of an old air conditioner, an old engine, and the gazebo that got taken out in the October storm there.
You have to pay for that?
Yeah.
You have to pay to use your dump?
Yeah, yeah. To like things that have to be recycled. $25 $25
I feel like
that's a good purchase. I mean, you can't just live there at my house forever.
Yeah, no, that's a good purchase. Okay. You have to do that.
Right.
Okay.
And then I put a huge hole in the side of my garage when I took out those windows. So I had to go to Home Depot and buy the stuff for that. So I bought $312 worth of stuff.
Okay, time out. On the $312 of stuff, how much did you have left over when you finished the project? Did you overbuy any materials?
I've got about 12 lag screws and three like 20-inch sections of 2x4 left there. They're going back to the dump today. So no.
Do you have to pay another $25 when you get to the dump?
You know, I don't know because the windows are in there. I think it's going to be cheaper this time. The motor, I think, was what cost me the big money last time.
How much are lag bolts? What are they?
36 cents a piece.
All right,
I needed
40
of those, so it was $14.40
for
the lag bolts.
All right.
Incidentally, I got the wrong bolts first, and then I had to go back. So there's that.
Not surprising.
$16.91 at Little Caesars because I really went all out. You know, I didn't ask Little Caesars if they had a bottle of Cabernet to go with the pizza. I guess I missed out on that. But I should have. I feel like,
does
honestly.
Does Little Caesars offer wine?
I've got to be.
We don't have cabinets.
Right, you might go this weekend. I feel like, you know, Little Caesars in the pizza world has the same standing as Outback in the Australia world. But that's just me.
I feel like you had to eat. $16 is a bargain.
Friday, I went to the spirit shop. I had to get props for the photo booth for the company. So I spent, the props were 25% off. And the animatronics were 50% off. I only spent $47 this time.
That seems like a bargain.
I have a hammer that's 3 feet tall in the car right now. I mean, that's a bargain.
You know what I think? Here's the
problem.
And
then water, because the power was out on Friday. I had to go get some bottled water. I spent $5.40, so that feels like a good purchase.
I think you did a lot better than I did, but here's the problem. I spend like there's no tomorrow, as my husband reminds me often.
Right.
So things that I justify in my head.
Right.
Right, but you actually spent money on things that were important. So I guess congratulations.
My wife was pissed all weekend.
Why?
So, I mean, that's because I didn't do anything nice for her. So, I guess, you know, we can figure that all out on our own.
Give her some of those lug screws. What are they called? Those things?
Lag bolts.
Good. Give her four of those.
Oh, my God. Could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Rita and Kevin. Rita, let's start with you. What's going on?
My son doesn't want to go to college. He's just not been a great student ever. He's gotten solid C's, but never an A student. And I say, go for it, you know. Get a taste of the real world. And if you decide later you want to go to college, it's always an option.
Okay. And Kevin?
Rita says go for it and go let the real world hit him for a little bit. But he might not have been a great student, but he got solid C's. I think he needs to apply himself. Go check out the first year of college and see how that works out.
Yeah, I mean, I've always thought about when you get out of the mode of going to school, it's always going to be harder to go back. Especially, you know, the worst thing is when they get a halfway decent job, they want to keep that job because at that age, it feels like big money. But you know down the line, that job doesn't have a future and it's not going to lead to any money. Mom, I have to say, it's odd to hear you be like, yeah, get out there, have fun.
You know what? It's not that I want him to go out and have fun. It's that I want him to go out and learn a work ethic.
See, I don't 100% disagree with her. I took a semester off to work because I didn't know if I wanted to go to college. And then when I went to work, I realized, hey, work stinks. That's when I was like,
then
let me
go
to college.
I'm going to go back to college. Thanks, Mom and Dad, for the money.
Well, it's like now I have to, you know, I'm going to go and go to school.
I would
party.
Say that a college would stink too, but you might as well get it out while you're still in school mode.
What if he gets a crappy job where he's working 16 hours a week? What happens then?
Well, that's a lesson, isn't it?
But he's going to be living at your house with no money coming in.
Well, that's not going to be the case. It's, you know, if he's going to work, we're going to have to charge him rent.
What it comes down to is, can you force your child to go to college? Because, Kevin, you're saying yes. You're going to make him go, going to tell him he's got to at least try for one semester and apply and see where he gets in. Or you may see Rita's side, where if he's really not interested, why are you going to force him to go? Let him take some time off. Let him figure it out on his own and support him during this time. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Can you really force your child to go to college? Rita says no, and that's why when our son came to us and said, I don't want to go to college. I don't want to start filling out these college applications. I don't think it's for me. She said, okay, that's fine. But her husband, Kevin, 100% disagrees. Says
right.
He's got to at least try. He's got to try to get in. He's got to go for at least a year to see if it fits. You know, he's got to try.
Well, I'm sensing the same thing in mom. Mom's got to try. Mom's got to try to make him to go. Mom just took this, accepted it right away, right from the off the bat, and said, sure, no problem. You don't have to go. It's not for everybody. Dad's just letting him know, wait a minute. You're going to go find out.
Right. I mean, they both say he's never been a really great student. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Anna
and
Raven?
I'm on the mother's side. My daughter, you know, she was a okay student, and we, you know, we're like, no, you got to go to college. And her first year of college, you know, she just wasn't into it. And then life happened, and she graced us with a grandson, and she worked. But then she put herself through school with part-time as in nursing school. Took her a long time, but she's 29, she's a nurse, and my grandson's 9.
I think what it comes down to is that the path of one thing after another isn't one-size-fits-all for a lot of kids.
Well, I mean, it's not one-size-fits-all for anybody's life. As she said, life happens, but you have an idea of what you want that life to be for your child. One is just trying to leave less of that up to chance, is all I'm saying.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Kevin and Rita's son has come to them and said he does not want to go to college. He's in his junior year of high school. He's never done well at school. He really has no desire. Rita says, okay, you got to figure out what's next. Kevin says, absolutely not. He's got to apply. He's got to try to go. He has to at least give it a year.
I say real life is about mistakes one way or the other, whether you're out there in the real world or if you're at college. Less people paying attention at college. Just send them to community college.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
Oh, you should not have to force an individual to go to college. That individual or any individual should understand that this is a step for the rest of their life. And if they can't understand that, then there's an issue both with the parents and the individual.
But I got to go to the bar tonight, Dad. I got to go to the bar tonight.
Mm.
And the life side. Well, because I went through that my very scenario when I graduated high school. I was a C student. I went to college for a couple years, did not like it because I was forced to go. I dropped out. I tried to get the real world experience, realized that it was a lot harder than I thought it was. I went back to college on my own terms, went from C's to A's, and then ended up going to law school.
Yeah.
But I needed to go out there and realize that the real world sucks.
Right.
And had to come to that realization myself. They say the youth is wasted on the young. You know, let him find it out. And trust me, if he's going to be a student, he's going to be a student. And the best motivation is to want to do it yourself.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on the mom's side today. It's unfortunate they keep saying what the kid doesn't want to do. He doesn't want to go to college. But what does he want to do if they've not sat down with him yet and kind of mapped out a plan of what industry is he interested in, et cetera? Maybe he can go to a trade school. Maybe he can take some online classes while he works. There's a lot of options instead of spending a lot of money to go to college, where many times the degree is useless because the person ends up being in a totally different field.
I mean, look at my life.
Thank
I have
you for
a
the
master's
call.
Degree in education.
You're like your seventh career.
I'm,
all right.
I don't
right.
even know why I went to school.
I'm waiting on the day when you pick your eighth.
The
verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Rita, our audience agreed with you. You can't force him to do something he really doesn't want to do. He's going to have to learn it on his own. Kevin, maybe backing off for a little bit and going through this lesson that he's got to learn is the best way to go about it. College isn't for everybody.
Maybe. I mean, I agree you can't necessarily force somebody, but it's the idea of him going into a job that maybe it doesn't have a future when he could be building his future now.
I went to college right out of the gate, got a degree, and I started working in that field, and then went back to college for something else. And now in my second career, it's amazing. It's so much better.
I think you should go to college right out the gate.
But our audience disagreed with you, Kevin. That's what it comes down to. If you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescourt@star999.com. What do you do when your son doesn't want to go to college? Do you force them or do you kind of just let them make their own decisions? That happened this morning on the Honda of Westport Couples Court, Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Joining us, it's Dr. Laura Berman. She's our relationship expert. You could hear her here every weekday night. Uncovered her, Dr. Laura Berman. Dad says, ridiculous, he's got to go to college. Mom says, get a job, see what the real world is like, and make that decision on his own. What do you think?
With solid C's, I think he's going to at least be local, right?
Right. I mean, it's not like he's going to Harvard. You know, I guess my question would be as the parent, okay, so if you're not going to college, what do you know, once again, like this thing that seems to come up a lot is, around parenting is that a kid, especially a boy at age 18, doesn't have the capacity to really fully go all the way into the consequences of his actions. And so really going into it with him in a curious way, not in a defense, you know, that's going to put him on the defensive. So, okay, you're not going to college. How do you see your future going? What is your plan? How are you going to support yourself? What kind of work do you see yourself doing in the world? Because maybe he really has a vision of that. Yeah, I mean, I'm sort of with the mom of like, okay, if you want to try this, give him a gap year, right? And see if he how it feels to really support himself in the world. Can't live at home and have his laundry done. He has to get a real job, support himself. Because what you don't want to do as a parent is say, okay, you don't need to go to college, right? And then he goes and gets a job that can't pay the rent because he's going to be living with mom and dad. And now how and when is he going to get out of there?
His plan is retail and figure it out as he gets older.
Well,
that's
no,
it's not a solid
gonna work.
Plan.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I mean,
retail's
right?
trying to figure
say,
it
look,
out too.
You have a year. We'll give you this gap year. If you want to work and try to support yourself, you can live at home during that time, assuming that you do, you know, you take care of your own laundry and you start taking care of yourself. You cook for yourself and so forth. And we will help support you with room and board for a year. And if by the end of that year, you cannot move out and support yourself and your retail career is not taking off, we need to revisit this. And he can go to community college for a year, do great, and then go to any college he wants. Or he can get an associate's degree. If he wants to go into retail, let him get an associate's degree at the local college in administration or business administration or retail or whatever. You know, let him get some sort of education that will put him in an earning potential. You don't have to break the banks putting yourselves into debt for a four-year education for a kid that doesn't want it.
Right.
But he's going to need, if you're able to support him in that, ideally some sort of skill set that will allow him to earn money that will support him.
Always good advice. If you need advice too, you can call Dr. Laura Berman, 855-5-UNCOVER.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Hey, get out of here.
Oh my God, Danny DeVito, I love you.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
You work on commission, right?
Yes. Big mistake. Huge.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Renee, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Renee.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, Raven is walking on out of here. He can't hear us. When that door closes, I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we will give you a $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready to do it?
I'm ready.
Okay, number one, The Morning Show, that's the Apple's new show, is out now. It stars Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, and this Anchorman actor as a disgraced TV anchor.
Oh, my Lord. I can't think, and I could picture him, too.
Okay, number two, Bill Murray applied for work at P.F. Chang's and was hired as a walk chef. What Bill Murray movie does he repeat the same day over and over again?
Groundhog Day.
Number three, Brad Pitt revealed that Quentin Tarantino has a serious rule, no cell phones on set. One time, someone's cell phone went off and he sent everyone home. Name one movie where the two have worked together.
Fight Club.
Okay, at number four, the new number one album in the country is Kanye West's religious album, Jesus is King. Who is his wife?
Kim Kardashian.
At number five, Olivia Newton-John's leather jacket and pants from Grease sold at auction for $405,700. Who was her co-star in that movie?
John Travolta.
All right, let's bring Raven back in. Raven.
Yo. How'd you do?
Do you have a sack of M&Ms?
Yes, sack of M&Ms.
Okay.
All right.
You've been in the kitchen. Renee got 3 out of 5.
Pretty good.
Okay, number one. Apple's The Morning Show is out now and stars Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, and this Anchorman actor as a disgraced TV anchor.
Steve Carell.
That is correct. I wanted to watch it this weekend, and then I forgot. Like,
I hear it's not
it.
Great, to tell you the truth, which shocks me because they're all wonderful. So the writing's got to be terrible because they're all great.
It makes me sad. I really wanted to be excited for that.
Steve Carell, man. He's gotten so
handsome.
I couldn't
remember him.
Yeah.
So handsome.
Number two, Bill Murray applied for work at P.F. Chang's and was hired as a wok chef. What Bill Murray movie does he repeat the same day over and over again?
Groundhog Day.
That's right. I think he applied tongue-in-cheek, but they actually hired him.
He's a whack.
Right.
He's a total whack.
He's a fun guy. Number three, Brad Pitt revealed that Quentin Tarantino has a serious rule. No cell phones on set.
Yeah.
One time, someone's phone went off and he sent everybody home. Name one movie where the two worked together.
Well, I'll give you two. How about that? Inglourious Bastards or Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yep, those are both correct. Yep. Number four, the new number one album in the country is Kanye West's religious album, Jesus is King. Who is his wife?
Kim Kardashian.
And he's beat you, Renee. Let's go to number five.
Nine in a row. They just tied Eminem for the most number one albums ever.
Yep. Number five, Olivia Newton-John's leather jacket and pants from Grease sold at auction for $405,700.
Yeah, I saw that.
Who was her co-star in that movie?
John Travolta, of course.
Oh, I'm sorry, Renee. He took you down 5-3.
It's electrifying.
Yeah, he did. He did great. Absolutely. This is Renee from Shelton, and I can't beat Raven.
Better thank you for trying.
Next time. You better
thank
shape
you.
Up. Ooh, ooh, ooh. If you want to beat me, ooh,
all
ooh,
right.
Ooh.
Oh,
because
okay.
I'm really good at this game.
All right. If you want to beat Raven, you'll have your chance tomorrow morning. But get the cheat sheet this afternoon at 5:30 with Kevin Begley. I'll give you the first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions.
The Anna and Raven Show.
Selfless.
Fox 61.
Wonderful.
Everyday hero.
A star to all of us.
On Star 99.9.
I have never done this before, but I need your help in finding my everyday hero. This is a...
So this isn't like a star-crossed lover that you ran into one time,
no,
9 years ago, getting on a train or something like that. Okay.
Okay. And I can't use her last name because I don't want to blow up. You know, it's not like nice to do that.
Right.
You know? So her name is
Privacy
Donna.
Laws and everything.
Privacy laws. But you may know her just by this story. I had met her, I want to say probably like 6 or 7, maybe even a little bit longer, months ago. And she told me a story where she's a runner and she's a woman in her 70s. And what had happened is she was running in the Atlantic City Marathon back in 2017 and her foot got stuck on the boardwalk about 100 feet from the finish line.
Ouch.
Yeah. So she got up and she finished, but she fractured her rib she fractured her rib.
Mm-hmm.
So she went to go get a chest x-ray. And it turns out that the doctor found that she had lung cancer. She had never smoked a day in her life.
Yeah.
That's how they found it.
Right.
So she had to go and have
terrifying.
Surgeries and, you know, do the whole thing. And she fought the cancer. This year, the doctor gave her the okay. She said, if you want, you can run again. And I said to her, I go, you can do it. I know you can do it. And I'm like, just let me know because I want you to come on the show because your story is so inspiring. And you have to come and tell about the whole thing and how you did it. So she sends me an email. Last week.
Right.
And I'm so
tells
excited.
Tells you she did this.
She did it. She did it. She ran the Atlantic City Marathon. She came in third in her age group between 70 and 79.
It's
third
incredible.
In her age group.
That's 79, insane. Right. I just whooped lung cancer's butt. I'm going to run a marathon.
Right.
Good for you.
Yeah. And And here's the best part. She goes, you were a great encourager to me, whether you knew it or not, so I wanted you to know. So I say, okay, we have talked about this, because I ran into her a few months back at another charity event that I had hosted. And I'm like, okay, we got to, I was so excited because it was coming up.
You wanted her to share, right? It's a motivational thing here, of course.
So we talked about it. She was going to come on the air and tell the whole story, and she was going to be our everyday hero. And I hit reply, and I was so excited. And the email won't go through. It is failed delivery every single time. That email is a fail. I don't know what's wrong with it.
Is it AOL?
No, it's
is it
Outlook.
Yahoo?
It's like a weird Outlook with a bunch
of
numbers.
It's one of those fake office ones or whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But if you know, and then so I started.
She sent it from her Black Ops basement.
Right?
It's all lined in copper right there. She doesn't want people to find out. She's doing great. She's in great shape, but she's also got a healthy dose of paranoia.
Here's the thing.
No, we've got to find Donna.
So, yeah, we got to find Donna. If you know Donna, please tell her that I'm looking for her. It's not that I'm not responding to her email. I'm trying. It won't go through. And you know me.
Get a real email, Donna.
I'm a stalker.
You've overcame so much. Right? Overcome this bad email.
So, you know, I'm like a stalker. So, over the weekend, I go, no. I'm like, I got to find her.
You
so
can find her, right.
I started Googling. She volunteers at all these local races. She warms up the kids. She does the stretches. She does all these things for all these local races. I'm like, she is truly an everyday hero, and I don't know how to get her.
It's probably why she's got a fake email. She's like, I'm doing enough.
Right.
And I can't take it anymore if anybody sends me anything. Donna, we're looking for you.
Donna, please reach out to us. Just email again from somewhere else. Call the station, whatever you got to do. I got to find you. And if you know Donna, please let her know that I'm looking for her.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
She finally said it. She finally looked at me with those eyes.
Yes.
And even though she's said a million other words.
She's literally said everything else.
Everything
landscaper.
Else. Right.
Doggy. Raven.
Yep. My almost one-year-old looked at me and said, Mama, over the weekend.
Congratulations.
Finally.
Look at you. You're glowing talking about.
Well, it was a little bit aggravating considering she literally.
You don't want to seem petty, but it worries you.
Well, it makes you wonder, like, she really loves me. She seems like it. She makes me carry her everywhere we go. I can't even go to a restaurant. She won't sit in the high chair. She has to sit on my lap.
She's at that moment where she wants to be held all the time by you.
Right. She wants her mommy, but she doesn't want to say mommy. She wants to say dada.
It's a dominance thing.
Her sister Hayden, she's got Lila the dog. She calls Lila all the time in the middle of the night. No!
Right.
I'm like, the dog's not coming. Mommy's coming. I don't know how many times you want me to tell you, but finally this weekend she said Mama.
Maybe she thought Lila was your name. Maybe.
Well, you know what? At one point my husband said to me, she said, I think he might be right. I think she's calling you Anna. And I'm like, but that's, you know, Anna, my name. I go, why would our baby call me by my first name?
Because that's all she hears everybody else call you.
Yeah, but Hayden, who's her best friend, her sister, my 10-year-old, they're together all the time, and Hayden calls me Mom.
She does. That's good.
Yeah.
Instead of Mrs. Zapp. That's good.
She doesn't call me Anna.
That's a couple more years from now. She's 10 now, so that's like 2-3 years she'll start calling you Anna.
Anna, no.
When she's mad.
No. She will call me Mommy. I call my mom Mommy, and I'm a grown-up.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
Wow.
That's my tell me something good for today.
That's good. It's a personal one there. I like that. Mm-hmm. For me, you know, it might sound petty, but I did a big home project this weekend, and I'm not done. I'm like 80% done, but there's no big gap in the side of my house. There's no leaking area. I have to go get the siding to finish this patch that I did, and I rearranged my garage, and I'm like 80% done, and you can walk in there. Everything has its own place. There's totes and a zap.
Nice.
It feels great. See, I mean, to somebody else, it might still like look like a nightmare, but I like slept better.
Well, you missed it last week, but you were actually very worried about this project because your wife didn't have a whole lot of faith in you that you could do it. And you sent pictures. We have them up on our Facebook page. You can search Anna and Raven and see them there. But you talk about glowing. Your face was glowing.
Listen,
like,
I'm
it
never
brought
worried.
You the most joy.
I'm never worried, all right? I'm always joyful when my wife goes out and I can do a project without her going over my shoulder going, What are you doing? She actually was very complimentary this time.
So. You did a great job. Like,
thank
I was
you.
Looking at it. I was like, that looks like a professional did
I mean,
it.
This in spite of the fact that my friend is not much of a carpenter that came over to help. No, I'm just kidding. Bill came over and gave me a hand,
that's
too.
That's nice.
It's a good help.
Yeah.
But measure twice, cut once, Bill. All right? Everybody knows that.
If you have some great news, we always want to hear it. Call 1-800-330-9999. Tell us something good.